Notice he brought you in to this glorious riches and made you his inheritance so that you can, come on, so that you can, how many of you know how old you are? If I walk up to you and say, how old are you? I walk up to you, then what's your name? I think it's, oh, you can give me your name just like that. God said that you may, come on, say it. I want you, I got to have some response this morning. So that you can know, and not only know, but you know you're supposed to tithe, and you understand why you're tithing. You know you're supposed to walk in love, and you know why you're walking in love. You understand the importance of walking in love. You know you're supposed to be on your job, doing your job, when you're high and not in the bathroom trying to take a break. You know you're supposed, you know what, you know when break time, I know I'm meddling now, but anyway. So you can what? Know and understand. If you know that, God wants you to know in this realm. Excuse me for turning my back, because we ought to have one back there. It's too far back, so we'll have to read here. So that you can what? Know and understand what is the what? Immeasurable. And what else? What is something immeasurable? Talk to me, somebody. What did that mean? It's impossible to measure. You don't have enough in your monoculars or whatever to measure it, do you? Huh? Then you can, and what else? Not only the immeasurable, but the what? Unlimited. What is unlimited? You can't get a limit on it. It's far beyond you. You can try to reach it, but it's impossible for you to reach it. Surpassing greatness of who? His power in and for. Where is it? Come on, talk to me, somebody. It's not just out there. So it's in and for me. Who believe? That's the key that makes it work. If you don't believe it, won't work for you. How many of you get in your car and just start driving? You never turn the key. You never do it. You going down the road. No. You're going to have to ignite the thing. You're believing what the word says and taking action on it will put it into operation. Hallelujah. Surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe as, come on now, as what? Demonstrated where? In the working of what? His mighty power. Mighty strength, rather. And what else? When he exerted, when he used, worked, where? When did he do it? And what happened to him? Where did he see him at? Over in the jungle somewhere? Out in the boonies? Where did it seat him? Back up. Let's go do that again. We got to get this. We got to get this. And back on down to verse 19. We ain't quite done. There we go. So that we can understand and know. So that we know and understand what is the immeasurable and Look, unlimited and surpassing what? Surpassing what? Greatness of his power. Where? In not only in us, but it's reserved, stored up, laid up for us. It's not for the devil. It's for us who believe. And he demonstrated what the power would do. Come on. He did what he demonstrated. He demonstrated the power, what it would do when he raised Christ from the dead. When he did what? When he raised him from the dead. Here's a note here. Let me see. I need to continue on with this. Jesus did not go to hell for himself. I said, Jesus did not go to hell for himself. But he went there for you and me. And the thing, what was it that determined how long he would stay? He went to hell, but what was the determining point that determined how long he would stay? I know the Bible said he stayed 3 days. But what was the thing that determined that he, why didn't he stay 2? Why didn't he stay 5? Why didn't he stay a month? What was the determining point? You know what it was? He stayed there until you were made righteous like God. And once you were made righteous, God raised him from the dead. God brought him out of there. And that resurrection power, the life of God took that body that was beaten, smashed, torn, bruised, holes in his hand, holes in his feet where he'd been spiked, nailed to the cross. And he could have closed them up, but he left them open for. He just left Moses so he always reminds, I am the king. I am the king of kings. I'm the one that did it. You can look at those hands, you see the holes through those hands, but they ain't hurting because they heal. They glorify. Hallelujah. So when, and that power not only fixed everything, his body, his spirit was created new, his body, his soul, and everything about him were made new. He came out of that place with a glorified body. And the reason he did it, so you could become who he is. And every prince of power, wicked spirit, host of darkness, demonic activity, you name it, every one of them know, they don't want you to know, but they know that he has conquered them. They don't want you to know that in that name, everything Jesus is in that name. Hallelujah. And when you use the name of Jesus, if you understand it, that's why he's praying for you to get a revelation. If you understand it, it's like Jesus talking to him. But see, it won't work, but nowhere in your heart. All right, let me get back up here with my notes. I could preach without him, but I better go on and preach with him. Watch this. Am I helping anybody? Huh? Let me skip a little bit. Yeah, let's go on. Let's go. Go on to the next verse. Seated him at his own right hand. In the heavenly place, keep going. Far above all rule, authority, See, this is these powers that he defeated.